We are nearing the, technically we're at the halfway mark of the session this year. We're nearing the mid-session recess for lawmakers. There's a lot of time spent this week on a rather important bill, a very lengthy bill, and that's Senate Bill 491, which would revise and rewrite Missouri's criminal code.
That's right. That can sound pretty scary, just the idea that we would rewrite the criminal code, and a lot of people might panic and wonder what kind of mysterious things we were doing to the code. But there's been a lot of work that has gone on over the last 3 years. Senator Jolie Justice, who is handling the bill on the floor, has been involved in trying to coordinate this rewriting of the code for the last 3 years. She's worked with prosecutors, with attorneys, with public defenders, with every aspect of the legal system that she could engage, law enforcement. And the idea was to update Missouri's legal code, criminal justice code, not in terms of cultural changes, but in terms of efficiencies of how the statutes are written and how the judicial process moves forward. Her intention from the start to keep any of the controversial issues that might be debated to great length out of the bill so that it could be done in a way to make our criminal code more efficient and more effective, hopefully, in the actual prosecution of those who violate the code, but without having to debate those divisive issues that really need to be handled separately. And I think Senator Justice has done a good job of that. She and Senator Bob Dixon, who's chairman of our Judiciary Committee in the Senate, spent several hours this week walking through the various changes. They moved quickly over the technical changes where we were just moving a section of law from one area of the statute books to another, but they tried to spend the time that they needed to explain any of the changes that were made. Just in summary, because I know all my constituents are not interested in becoming experts in the criminal justice code, but I think they all understand the significance of that code to the safety and security of Missourians. Some of the things that were done that we think will actually help is to look at all the statutes that might be in various parts of the statutes books but deal with the same issue, reconcile those, and then bring them to one location in the statute book. So if an attorney is trying to determine whether he's filing the right charges in a criminal case, or if a defense attorney is looking at what charges might be filed, that they don't have to search, you know, in a second book and the 10th book and the 15th book of the statutes, that there's a section of law that they know that contains that. We actually introduced a new level of felony, which shifted most of the levels in order to create this new one. So there will be a lot of changes to felony convictions just because what used to be Class A might now be a Class B, or what used to be a Class C might now be a Class D, but with exactly the same level of punishment options available to the judge or to the jury. I think that what's been done is by and large going to be very good. There are some changes that we are still working with Senator Justice to make, and she has been very open to that. The language of this bill and the changes that have been made have been available on the internet for months now. They have received a lot of comments back, and a lot of changes have been made. The way this process will proceed is that the bill was laid over after yesterday at the end of our session. It will be taken back up to give the Senate additional opportunity to discuss it on the floor. At that time, probably a Senate substitute will be dropped that will incorporate all the changes that have already been discussed and that have been agreed to. And then further discussion will happen on that substitute, and then eventually we'll take a vote on the bill. But there is a great concern that a bill of this length, that's over 1,100 pages, be taken up and handled too quickly before the members have a chance to fully digest this final version. So I think that we'll see additional delays of several legislative days, if not even a couple of legislative weeks, while everyone has another opportunity to go back through it, to hear from constituents or interested parties that are concerned. Then we will have also the floor time where we can offer additional amendments, so on. I think this changes have been a long time coming. I think they've been vetted very well, and it's in my opinion that this will pass and will likely pass the House. There may be some changes there. It'll have to come back, and we'll have to debate it and pass it again. But that's all right if, in fact, these changes are good for the future of Missourians. One other thing that I've been reminding my colleagues of is that if we do miss something, if there's something in here that turns out it doesn't really help, that it creates a new problem, we'll be back next year, and we'll be back the year after that, and we'll continue to make changes to the criminal code as we have ever since the last criminal code revision, which was decades ago. And so we will fix that, but we're trying to get this as close to perfect as we possibly can.